If you're going to the Working Abroad Canada Expo in the RDS Dublin this weekend, here are a number of tips I'd like to give you to help you get the best out of the experience for yourself. Tip number one, research the exhibitors. Know which organisation will be exhibiting at the fair, visit their websites and be ready to answer and ask questions when you meet the representatives at the fair. What vacancies have they? What plans do they have for the future? What are their requirements? Don't just rock up there without prior knowledge of your target companies. On the workingabroad.net website, you will see the exhibitor list displayed there. For example, I'm just having a quick look at it here. Calgary Economic Development, Alberta Health Services, Bailin Industries LP, British Council IELTS, which is the English Language Testing System, International English Language Testing System. Canadian Visa Specialists will be there. Will there be more people you might be using to get you out there? Candor Rail Services, and so on and so forth. All of the list of all the exhibitors is on the website. You should decide which ones you want to visit at the fair and be ready to talk to them knowledgeably. Okay? Number two, have a CV that meets the target organization. That means you might have three or four different CVs on your person this weekend. But when you get to one particular stand, knowing this is one you had targeted, make sure your CV is ready to give to them. Have it in an envelope. You can put a little initial for their name in the top right-hand corner or underneath the flap of the envelope. But make sure that your CV meets their needs. So identify what they're looking for and make sure your CV meets their needs. We'd also recommend you to be different. We're not saying to use a flower buttonhole water spray thingy or anything like that, but think about your strengths, skills and experience from the employer's point of view. What are they looking for? What kind of people do they recruit? And be able to tell them in the few seconds you may get at the stand how you match their needs. By even having a focused approach like that, you will likely stand out from other candidates. Most people, as I said a bit earlier on, just rock up there and chit-chat away. If you're really focused in that 10-second or 30-second elevator pitch, as it's known, you can do a good hit on some organisation, if that's not an unduly violent term. And practice that elevator pitch. Have it ready. Think about what you're going to say. If I've only 30 seconds with you, what would I say here? Okay? General things, dress professionally, as if you're attending a job interview, because you are. So I'd avoid jeans and flashy jewellery. I'd bring plenty of clean, fresh, up-to-date copies of your CV, as I said. I'd carry a slim briefcase if necessary, rather than a plastic bag. Little things can make a difference. Arrive early, study the exhibitor's map, orientate yourself. Don't just go around collecting literature. Smile and be friendly. You never know where you might just strike up a conversation with somebody that could be to your benefit down the line. Take a note of the organisations you submit your CV to and follow up with them later. Request business cards, make a note of any contacts you make, and also take time to visit some of the less well-known organisations. They may well have opportunities you hadn't thought about before. Don't expect to come out of there with a job contract, but do follow up afterwards. Do connect with people on LinkedIn if you think that's appropriate. And do, if appropriate again, send thank you letters with copies of your CV, particularly if you run out of CVs during the fair, although that's a major no-no if you do. So I hope those tips help you as you approach this weekend's fair in the RDS, the Working Abroad Canada Expo in the RDS in Dublin, or indeed any future fairs. I know that workingabroad.net have a number of fairs coming up in the very near future. But the same rules hold true of all fairs. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Liam Horan. As I said, I'm from sleenu@careers.com and we have career training and development offices. We work one-on-one with clients all around Ireland. So check out our website for more details. If you'd like a resource pack to help you, email getthatjob@sleenu@careers.com. We'll send you on a free resource pack, CV checklists, interview training, slideshows, things like that that you should find useful for your career development. Thank you.